if I was to go out and get drunk, there's no one there the next day. Yeah. I'm paying a babysitter that is when you're coming back. Like, so really, if I was to drink, lucky I don't, but if I did, and there's a lot of mums out there that must drink and get hungover, and
I do.
On their own. See, but you got to work.
Yeah, but she's at work.
Single mums over Christmas, we need discounted babysitters.
Welcome to Unfiltered, the podcast from Netmums that brings you the unfiltered truth about parenting. I'm your host, Caroline Verdon, and each episode I'm joined by a panel of real-life parents to hash out those controversial parenting issues. You can find out more about them in our Meet the Panel trailer. On today's episode, I'm joined by Sam, Tash and Peach, and we're asking the question, are you a festive flake or a party parent? Are you there with your tinsel at the opening of an envelope, or do you prefer to be sat on the sofa just watching Home Alone? Let's find out.
Sam, are you a festive flake or a party parent?
I feel like I'm a bit of both. I love a bit of a party, but I really enjoy flaking at the same time. Like, there is something about sending that text where it's like an hour before you're supposed to meet up with everybody and go, sorry, can't make it. And then just go and sit in front of the sofa. It's a bit warming. But I do love the festive season, trying to do as much as I can do within reason without having to parent hungover. It's all about
balance. That's the balance.
It's the balance.
I feel like me before kids was the party person. And since kids have come along, definitely, I think I'm going to want to do all the things.
Yeah.
And I sign up to do all the things. And then 99.9% of the things end up being Netflix.
Yeah. Like, I spent my whole pregnancy, like, dying for a drink. Like, I booked in a bottomless brunch for the week after my due date. Obviously, didn't go. Like, you know, you have all these plans. Like, all you want to do as a new mum is just get drunk. But you just don't, like what I did, because I'm just like, but like, just being like a mum of like 11 month old now, like every single day I'm like, I just need a wine after today. But like, you've never wanted to drink so much but go out so little. So so I'm the same as you. I used to be like party, I wasn't a parent, so just party girl, and now I'm just like festive flake. Just give it to me, like, let me just go and be in bed by nine.
I don't really drink alcohol, so I go to everywhere that I'm invited with my daughter, because if there's an opportunity for me to not cook and not to decorate the house, and you know, if it's that's not on me and that's on someone else, then we're rolling.
Go. You're there.
I'm going.
Like, literally anything.
Anything, any little thing I'm invited to, come on. There'll be snacky snack.
And that's it. As long as the word snacky snack.
Yeah, true.
Like, there's free food.
Or two, that's it. I don't really like it.
Do you do any, like, adult nights out without your daughter?
Yeah. No, over Christmas?
Yeah, over Christmas.
No. I'm not leaving her. I like, and like, it's just me and her, so I want to remember it. She's 9 now. So when you're 12 and you're in that year 8, you're kind of grown. So I think you've got such a little time with your kid that I just want to be with her for it.
If you like, I'm talking like the whole of December, like the whole Christmas period.
I'll go for like a brunch without her on a Saturday. But even on the nights out with my friends, I don't really drink alcohol. So I'm always... My friends call me Cinderella because I'm in by midnight. I don't need alcohol. Look at me. I'm loud anyway.
What about you, Sam? Is it like a toss-up between who's going to go out, you or your wife?
We kind of alternate it so that at least one person knows that they are on their own for the next day. And you get a bit of a grace period, like probably till about 10 o'clock in the morning if you're still in bed. At that point, then the passag starts to land around the house where... The stomping of the feet and popping your head into
cupboard doors are shut aggressively.
It's like, all right, time to actually get up. But it's like, it's just the fear. We did when it was my eldest, we did one Christmas do where we both went out.
Oh, no.
And I think we had a takeaway for lunch and a takeaway for dinner.
That's just a weekend.
We just about made breakfast. For my oldest, and we literally just play on the floor, here's a toy, roll away, and just rolled away, and I could not do that again. There have been some post Christmas party mishaps though. There was a post Christmas work party. I got in drunk, woke the woke the baby. So I was like, right. I was like, right.
You'd be out.
I'm going to do the nappy change. I was hammered. Did the nappy change. I did the feed. I went back to sleep. And then normally, at this point, my daughter would sleep straight through the night. But like 30 minutes later, she was up again. I was like, what the hell is going on? And then I went back over and realised it would help if I'd actually put the formula in the bottle. I just gave her a full bottle of water.
She's still alive.
She
unfortunately, she died.
But yeah, like those mishaps do happen. But it's all about balance. Like, I'll take one weekend, the wife will take one. We'll try and fit in something for both of us at some point. Just avoid being hungover in the same space at the same time.
That's really nice. But you know, for single mums, there's no one there.
That's so like, sweet, so
if I drink.
Cool story, Sam.
Yeah. But if a single mum, if I was to go out and get drunk, there's no one there the next day. Yeah. I'm paying a babysitter that is when you're coming back. Like, so really, if I was to drink, lucky I don't, but if I did, and there are a lot of mums out there that must drink and get hungover,
yeah, I do.
On their own. See, but you've got to work.
Yeah, but she's at work.
Single mums over Christmas, we need discounted babysitters.
I've been out 3 times since Sunny's been born. One was when he was a month old, which was wild. I can't believe I actually did that now. But the other 2 has been recently. So it's the first time I've left him is over the last month, like since he was first born. And it's kind of been day drinking. So by kind of like bedtime, I'm kind of okay. Although the other weekend, I wasn't okay. And when my wife got home, I was just in like the playpen, which I call the baby prison, with him. Like, the whole point of getting the baby prison is so I could like go and do stuff. But I was just sitting there in the corner with him. My hair was everywhere. Just like in my pajamas with sick down it, not mine, his. Just like hadn't even bothered to change. He was just like whacking me on the head with maraca. And she was like, is everyone okay? And I was like, no. Like, I think I'd text her at like 30 seconds past 5 o'clock when she's supposed to be home and like, where are you?
What are you late?
Jesus, I'm just at the traffic lights. I'm like, hurry up. So I can't do it again. I'm not doing it again.
Well, this is it. I can't bear the concept of hungover parenting. Like,
yeah, no.
For me, it's just not worth it. I would rather not drink.
Mm-mm. I wouldn't go that far, but I think next time I will just drink on a day that I know that she's off the next day.
Yeah, yeah, fine. Let's see what
you mean. I mean, I still do everything anyway, but you know what I mean.
I still really like all the festive-y things about Christmas, though. For me, it's not like so much anymore about like going out with my mates. I like the,
yeah, we're going to do
cookie decorating, get your friends round, and
yeah, it's all cute.
That's, yeah, that me and that.
I was having someone a friend's house Christmas.
That messed up my house. I'm not on it. No. We'll do that. Are you invited to that? Let's go. My house.
Yeah.
We'll do like movie nights, baking stuff, all of that good
stuff.
Yeah. Us four. I'm not having the rest of the Rugrats in. That's just a bit too much. But for us as a unit, we'll try and do that. Get up to some Christmas fairs. All of that seasonal stuff is amazing. But it's an intense period of time. Like, you've got all of this pressure to have like the perfect Christmas, go to Winter Wonderland, go to Lapland, go to Somerset House and do the ice skating and all of this stuff. But and then you've also got to fit your stuff in there as well, because it is also your own 4 weeks of like...
See, for me, that is my stuff. I'm the one who's like dragging the kids. Come on! My 40th last year, we went to Lapland to meet Father Christmas. Yeah. Like, forget about it. The kids came too, you know, but really they were
for you.
They were a byproduct.
You sit on his knee.
Yeah, absolutely did I.
That's banned now.
Do you like when you talk about having this like Christmas together and family traditions, and do you argue over whose traditions, your family at your wife's family?
Me and my partner argue over who whose house we're going to at Christmas. So like 1 year it'll be her family's, the next year it'll be my family's. But we're actually hosting Christmas this year because obviously it's Sunny's first proper Christmas. He was only like 4 weeks old last time, so he can't remember it, obviously. Well, not like he's going to remember it this year, but he seems more like a real person this year. Well, obviously he was a real person. You know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
So it's like his first proper Christmas. So I wanted to make like a big fuss of him this year. So this year we're hosting, so that'll be interesting. I say we. Nancy's hosting.
You're just sitting in a baby prison.
I'm just sitting with a Prosecco and a cheese board in one hand.
Perfect.
Yeah, exactly.
And how much drinking are you expecting to do like on Christmas? And has obviously Sunny's only 11 months.
Yeah.
Will you drink around him? Is that?
Yes, I will drink around him, but not to the extent that I used to get drunk. Like I used to get very drunk and like do stupid stuff. You can't do that when you're a parent. Like I can't be like lying outside on the street. I just can't. So yeah, I'm a lot more sensible now. I drink within reason. But yes, I'll definitely drink in front of you. I'm not going to hide in the toilet and down a glass of wine. Absolutely not.
I don't think that's really the other option. I don't think it's like one or the other. Sam, your kids seen you?
My kids see me drink. I'd never get plastered, but I'll have a drink, Prosecco in the morning, wine over
on Christmas Day. On
Christmas morning. Day, Christmas Day. This morning,
Tuesday.
Not my casual day. Christmas Day, Prosecco in the morning, couple of glasses of wine over dinner, watch the Christmas movie, which tends to be we tend to go to my in-laws, and then it's like the family tradition is like watch the family stone, and everyone's on the sofa in pajamas, and then everyone starts to fall asleep. If I drink too much by that point and the kids have gone to sleep, then I'm relegated to a separate room because my snoring is too much apparently. And
it's called the shed.
But it's I don't hide. They call it adult juice.
Okay, yeah.
And so it's
adult juice. We call it, I don't even want to, we go with mucky beer, and I feel that's more appropriate than adult juice.
Yeah, there was one time where I stayed up, I think I was watching the boxing, and I'd left a beer on the coffee table, and I came downstairs and my son was there, the beer can in hand had gone, it was only like a slither in it, it was like, Dad, I'm like you, I was like, give me a can before your mum sees.
And you know that when they go to nursery, do a lovely picture of what you've done at Christmas.
It's just a can of Stella.
That's it. But when you say like how you used to be lying in the street, how bad are we talking? What was the old you like?
The best thing I did, I say the best thing. My father-in-law said after I did this, this is why they call it Boxing Day, was because I actually snogged my brother-in-law, not by blood, no, my brother is married to his sister, so we were hold on, my brother's wife's little brother.
Okay.
Right, so we were all playing Trivial Pursuit. We were all around my brother's house. There was loads of us. It was all her family and our family. I was actually drinking vodka and Diet Coke, but in a pint glass.
Right.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was absolutely leathered. I can't remember how it happened, but I just have a flashback of being in the toilet with him. But the toilet was off of the living room. Do you know what I mean? So the living room was here. The toilet was there. So the door was just there. So everyone must have seen me just follow him into the toilet. I was going through a bad breakup at the time. And I remember I had bright pink lipstick on and I just like snogged him. And his girlfriend was like banging on the door because she was like, why are we just coming to the toilet of my boyfriend? Was banging on the door. She punched him in the face. They were outside like proper fighting. She called her dad. Her dad was kicking the door down and I just went and sat and like just ate the cheese board with my hands. I was like, my work here is done.
I'm going for a breakup. You're all going for a breakup.
You've been listening to Unfiltered, a Net Mums podcast with me, Caroline Verdon, and our panel of real-life parents. Just a reminder that none of this has been actual parenting advice for obvious reasons, but you can find plenty of that over at netmums.com, where you can connect with an online community of parents in the forums, you can access a whole load of useful articles, blogs, recipes, activity ideas and support. If you've got an opinion on today's conversation, head over to the Netmum socials to have your say, and remember to click follow on this podcast and do leave us a cheeky 5-star review wherever you're listening. We'll see you next time.